The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So the two mics, where are they? There's one up there. Where's the other mic? They're both there? Okay. So the topic is going to be gossip. And which can be so much fun. I don't know if maybe it's more fun if we just share gossip rather than talk about gossip. Yes. We're going to separate into two groups. And that group is going to talk about that group, and that group is going to talk about that group. And that's interesting, huh, to talk, I mean, in talking about gossip, it's kind of quite, it's not harsh speech or this unethical speech in the normal way, but there's something kind of even humorous about gossip or something different. It's a different category of human behavior to gossip. The word gossip, I was so curious about it. I tried to find out the source of the word. It's an old English word. It comes from the contraction of the word God, sip. And God here is the same God as in godmother or godfather. And it's a God sip. A sip apparently is a Germanic, Anglo-Germanic word, meaning I don't think it means sibling, but it means a kindred, maybe it means sibling, but a kindred or someone in your family or a kin. And what it refers to was originally was when it's the extended network or group, little group of women who helped a midwife deliver a baby. There were God sips, and that became gossip, right? God sips. And one of them would come out and give the news that there was a birth. And in a community, then, that news spreads, right? From word of mouth. Oh, so-and-so, you have a baby. It's a boy or it's a girl. I did that yesterday. I got news yesterday that Max, I'll tell you the gossip, Mac Erdstein had a baby girl. A second girl. Spread the gossip. So it's a way of I don't know if we want to call it gossip, but there's a way in which a community, extended community, where we don't have contact with each other, spreads the news about what's going on in the community. Before there were newspapers and stuff, it's just whatever. It's a way of informing everyone what's going on. Sociologists have studied gossip and pointed out that gossip has a lot of different social functions. Some of it has to do with keeping people in line, because if you don't want your reputation to spread through the network of gossip. Some of it is to bind a community together, because you have shared understanding, news, you hear about people who you normally don't have contact with, and so it's a way of helping create community also. It doesn't define what gossip is, but maybe what I'm trying to say here is that gossip has many... spreading news, about talking about other people behind their back or when they're not present, has a role in our society. Just like I talked about the birth of this baby to other people, it seems like that almost doesn't qualify as gossip. But one way gossip is defined, it's talking about the personal or private life of people who are not present. And so is it personal and private? If it's private, is it really right to share that? If it's personal but not private, when is it appropriate? It's personal that Max had a baby, Max and Kana, but is it, and that seems okay to share, but when is personal information not okay to share? In America, we don't share each other's salaries. That's kind of a taboo subject in America. In Europe, it's much more common to know people's salaries. It's like public information, and they don't have the same attitude towards salaries as this very personal thing here in America. So, if you learn about someone's salary, do you go out and tell everyone else when you know the person would prefer that it wasn't shared? So that's maybe enough. I don't want to say too much. I said too much already. because I wanted to find out from you whether you're kind of learning what I'm trying to teach here. And so the topic is gossip. What are some of the important questions that should be asked? If we want to practice with gossip, if we want to bring our mindfulness to the world of gossip, what are the important questions that we should bring? Yes?
I think it's a good example of knowing your intention.
So one of the questions is, what's your intention?
Yes.
Okay, good. So one of the questions is, how do we handle when we hear gossip or kind of conversation that we'd rather not hear, we feel uncomfortable with? What do we do in those circumstances?
Is it harmful?
So is that speech harmful? Is there harm being done? That's one of the questions. Yes, Ariel.
I gossip to connect, but then the question I ask myself, like to make a connection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. So looking at the consequences of what we speak, and so if we think the person we're talking about is going to hurt, going to feel pain to know this conversation is going on, that's, you know. So the one question is, what's the impact on the person we're talking about? Yeah.
The question is, would I say this if the person were present?
Would I say it if the person was present? Yeah. So when we're gossiping, how does it affect our reputation? Yes?
How can I impart the information I need to impart? I might have some information about some other person that a person I'm talking with would kind of needs to know, but that other person might not want me to say that. So how can I connect, or how can I make sort of connect a circuit here without hurting this other person?
So what needs to be said, and if it needs to be, it doesn't need to be said, and if it needs to be said, how to do it with a way that doesn't hurt someone? Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's the attraction of
gossiping? Oh, what's the attraction? What's the benefit we're trying to get from gossiping? Why are we gossiping? Yes. Yeah.
What's my feeling tone when I'm gossiping and then after I gossip?
The feeling tone of gossip before and after and during the gossiping. And is that because the feeling tone, the inner state, might have a big impact on, might have a bigger relationship to that kind of speech.
Can gossip ever be positive?
Can gossip ever be positive? I think it's a good question. That's what I was trying to kind of suggest, that not that you know, it's kind of ambiguous in my mind what gossip is. Is it you know, is my telling you that Max had a baby, is that gossip? Or would be gossip if I said, like, you know, like his wife Kana had a baby, and you know, if she was really fit, she would have had the baby standing on her head. But, you know, she did. She's had it the normal way. You know, I don't know. I'm just trying to make something up, right? So, you know, what point do you cross a line and you start talking about?
Is it gossip if it's just negative information? The thing is that, like, if you say something positive about somebody,
yeah,
and they're not there, and everybody goes, "Oh, that's, you know, that's nice," you don't think of that as gossip. It's always like,
So is the definition of gossip something that's negative, something that's you know, puts people down, makes them look in a poor light?
Someone once told me that a Dharma teacher told them that it was okay to gossip about Dharma teachers because Dharma, I think what they were trying to say, the Dharma teacher was saying that it's a really important, it's a really important way to maintain a healthy relationship. It was a check, and then just a check of balance.
Maybe. But maybe that begs the question of what is gossip? Yeah, so like I know this Dharma teacher. He has a 16-year-old Subaru. You know, and you know, can you believe, you know, let me tell you, it's quite something, huh, an old car like that. A 16-year-old Subaru and, you know, boy. You know, so that, is that, need, you know, is that kind of gossip needed?
I think it's because that's like, wow, that's so great.
Oh. Yeah.
About somebody, I think that's kind of critical, because there's a sort of, if we talk about somebody in sort of a negative form, we're really trying to pump ourselves up. I know this. It's almost like, hey, look at me. I have something really important to share about this other person. So there's that. I don't know what that exactly says, but I think it goes to the sense of creating the self.
Mm.
You know, that's you know, getting a little bit of a leg up somehow. And there's a sort of like, there's this like secret feeling, yeah, you know, that, you know, what the motivation to even is.
Great. Great. So the question of what's the intention of the motivation in relationship to, are we tending to bolster ourselves by talking about it?
I think the reason it's complicated is, what if that Dharma teacher has a new Mercedes? And like, that causes a question in terms of like, what do I want to study with them? What does that say? Or like, that person you're about to date did something really harmful. You know, how do you share that? Or not?
So let's say that Mercedes is a kind of old thing. Let's say that I go out and buy a Tesla. Okay. So here you are, part of this, you know, community that I'm a teacher in, right? And I show up in a Tesla. And what? Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah, of course. And so is that fact of me having a Tesla and showing up and parking right in front here, and is that newsworthy? Is that something the community should know about? And should be.
Someone might then want to donate more money to another Dharma.
But not to me. I mean, it's a lot to maintain it. Yes.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So when we're talking about, so this is the question: if I got the Tesla,
don't park it.
Don't park it. So if I got a Tesla, what's an example of the IMC community talking about it as gossip versus talking about it in a way that is responsible, caring for this community? And what's the difference? What's the two different ways of talking about it? Yes. So is that the gossip, or is that the kind of...
That's the gossip.
That's the gossip. Oh, because of the tone of the voice and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it's also not right, because I would expect more from your principles and not be part of this excessive becoming.
No, that's okay to have an opinion like that. But I'm say that I'm not here. I park out there, I go for a walk, and you guys look and say, wow, it's a Tesla. And now you guys start talking among yourself. When is it appropriate speech that you should be talking about my Tesla, and how would you do it that's appropriate? And when do you cross the line that it becomes gossip?
I mean, I don't know how this would work out timing-wise, but I think if no one ever spoke to you about this, would be the issue. I mean, people might need to talk amongst themselves to figure out what they want to do. But if it became a problem for people and they never raised it to you, then I would think that would be
So if they felt uncomfortable by this, and they kept just talked among themselves about it and talked about the discomfort, but never talked to me, that's a problem. But what's the difference between a gossip conversation and a non-gossip conversation about this topic? That's what I want to distinguish.
I would say for me, I might gossip, but in a better situation, I would say I feel really concerned.
Mm. Great. So you might talk about your concern. What would you say if you were gossiping? What do you think you might say? You don't gossip, but what do you think you would say?
The way that I gossip is like to drop the bomb and just say, like, guess what Gil
I think gossip is a lot about wanting attention, especially if you're the first person with the information, and you're going to let out this like juicy bit of information, and all eyes are on you, and you've got all this attention. And there's like an excitement to that, and like some kind of weird adrenaline, pleasurable thing.
Yeah. So we have to almost one up it then.
Yeah, then they have to like one up it. So that's kind of the sense I get about gossip.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yes.
Yeah, I would rather say.
Is this okay not to use the mic? Can you hear well enough? You're okay? Okay.
I would second that. I think it has a certain draw to it. It has a certain juice in there. And you, like, if you're sitting around the table and the conversation has gone flat and then something really get it going. It has that drama. So it's like reading People magazine or something. Oh, we let you in on some intimate detail about somebody else's life. Uh-huh. There's a voyeuristic quality.
Mm. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, voyeuristic quality to it.
But it's when it becomes despairing, I think that's an element. Like if we're talking about Gil, you start talking about this guy's loss of mind. There's sort of a kind of an energy around despairing that action or some activity or what this person did. Then it's like piling on.
Uh-huh.
To me, that feels like that's when you start to feel uncomfortable.
So despair. So when there's a judgment involved. Yeah. So I can well imagine someone, if the Dharma teacher buys a Tesla, like what? That doesn't quite compute. Or I don't quite understand. Or this doesn't make, this is confusing for me, and how does this fit with Buddhist values? How does this fit with what he's been teaching or whatever? What's going on here? I think this is something I'd like to talk about with my friends and find out if they have some insight and understanding, because this is confusing. Versus, boy, that guy is, he lost it.
His head's too weak.
Yeah. What?
He's become materialist.
Yeah. Well, he might have, but first, you don't know that yet. So you have to, that's the gossip. So you have to, what's going on? So why don't you know what it's about? Maybe it's not gossip, but making a judgment like that is, yeah.
So it's an all-electric car. It's environmentally friendly. It's investing in the world of the future. I think it's gossip if it's not true. You talked about gossip being sharing.
Yeah.
Personal information, but making up stuff or sharing your view as truth, that's really the most vicious stuff.
Oh, great.
Like if you had gotten Prius and someone said it was a Tesla and that spread, so no one who knows whether it's true or not is spreading the rumor. That's gossip.
And it also could be that it was donated.
But I just think someone out of the gratitude, all that you have done for a thing
I know. And I'm a little self-conscious. I mean, I'm thinking of getting a new car, but now I'm wondering, maybe I can't. I'll just make sure I park really far away.
One of the Fords is a student of Jack Kornfield's. I think you should buy a Ford.
So I hope that this kind of conversation doesn't gives you some more thinking and questions and ability to explore this world of what is called gossip. I don't know if we have a clear definition of gossip, so it makes the conversation difficult. Some people want to defend it, some people want to just feel it's all bad. It really depends on how it's defined. But this is where, the Buddhist ethics is all about, it's a lot about being sensitive and careful about the consequences of our actions. And so if our consequence of whatever our speech is, whatever the gossip is, if the consequence is detrimental to others, then it's probably a wrong speech. If it's beneficial to others, then it's useful speech. It might be beneficial for our community to know that Max had a baby, because Max is one of the teachers who teaches here sometimes. And so it's good for our community to take care of our teachers and know they're there and whatever. So at what point, so is it both gossip? Or is gossip defined only negatively and disparaging things? But the issue is not what gossip is. The real issue is, and I get hung up by that, but the real issue is what's the consequences of how we speak? And are we interested in taking some responsibility in the best senses of the term, in the inspiring senses of the term, responsibility for how we speak, so to create more connection, create better relationships, help people feel better, heal people, connect to the heart. There's all these things we can do with our speech. And as we do it, is it something that doesn't make us happy to do it? If it makes us tense, if it makes us uptight, if it makes us feel bad about ourselves, that's not a good consequence either. But Buddhist ethics should be understood to be an approach of life, way of living, that makes us feel happier. If it doesn't make us feel happier, it probably isn't really done. You probably haven't done the investigation, the exploration that needs to happen. So that's the opportunity to look at what makes us happier, what makes the world happier. Being pumped up, our sense of self, there's a kind of happiness there, but it's not real happiness. It's not really a deep, heartfelt kind of happiness. So what is the happiness that counts, and how can we live our life so that that's what the results are? So it comes down to at the common denominator of all this, of ethics in Buddhism, because so far in this series we've done not killing, not stealing, not engaging in sexual misconduct, not lying, not engaging in malicious speech. Now today, harsh speech and and gossip is, but that lies behind all this is what is the state of our mind, state of our heart, the inner quality of how we are. And so the next two aspects of these 10 areas of ethics that we're looking at this year have to do now with our inner motivation, the inner state that we're in. And the next one will be greed or avariciousness. And then the following one will be hostility or hate. So in all, it's all the different variations from mild to strong, these things that exist. And now we're getting down into our heart. You know, it's not just behavior anymore, because unless we get into our heart, there's not really going to be happiness, not really going to be able to convey and have a good impact on the world. So the ethics now is the ethics of the heart for the next times we meet. And so I guess we're not meeting in March, because I'm teaching the retreat at Spirit Rock, but we'll meet again in April. Any last words?
Thank you for a wonderful experience, and some of us are hoping that we will be happy.
Great, thank you. Great. So you feel complete for today? Okay. So, but in order for IMC to be complete, it's the custom here that there's the people who practice here who help clean the place. We're all volunteers here. So we ask for about 7-8 people to stay behind at the end of these to do the basic, it takes about 10 minutes, the basic cleaning of the bathrooms and the kitchen and different things. And we have probably a big event tomorrow, so it'd be good to kind of make sure there's enough toilet paper everywhere and paper towels. And so we have 7-8 people who can stay. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We can probably do okay with 7. Okay, so you can maybe check in with Richard so you all kind of coordinated what you're doing. So thank you very much for today. I appreciate all of you coming here. It's a beautiful thing. It's very meaningful for me that people are interested in this topic and come to explore it this way. So I very much appreciate you to do this together with you. And I hope that what we're doing and exploring is for the welfare and happiness of many people for years to come.